Jimmy, one down, six to go, but you don't strike me as overly happy with today.
No, I'm not. We said this last week, didn't we? Like seven little mini grand finals, and we got the job done today. It was just a matter of how we performed in the second half. I wanted the boys to really go on and you know, show how good they can be, which we've seen. You know, we've seen that against Leah, you know, the movement and the pace, how we can play at OKR here. We've seen it over the season. And I just thought, for the dominance we had in the game, I don't think the score really reflected how dominant we were. And I just thought in the second half, I just thought we were very loose. We had, you know, Lee Gaskell scores an hat-trick. He should have had three more on top of that, you know, if he decided to run and his pass was poor. And that's probably a little bit of non-match fitness, I reckon.
How important is it, though, that he did get the 80 minutes in and, you know, he'd be a step further forward for next week?
Oh, it's big for him. Yeah, big for him. It's big for us as well. He's a good player, you know, we know all that. He's a special kind of rugby player. He's got a good run about him, he can see opportunities, and that's why I'm a bit surprised that he didn't take them opportunities. He sees them and he can execute them very well, but it was good for him with confidence as well. Get a couple of smacks around head and everything's come through all right.
Halfbacks work in pairs. I know you've singled out Danny Addy in your press conference, and he really did guide you around well. A superb 40-20 kick early on as well.
Yeah, that was the icing on the cake for what I thought it was very good. It amazes me how people can't see that. He's played halfback all year. I think he's sporadically done it in his career, but to be consistently play there week in, week out over the course of a season. And I thought today again, you know, I thought he, particularly that first half, I thought he really controlled it well. Like I said, what happens, we get a bit loose in the second half, and he gets drawn into playing his old loose forward type role. And the education for him is he's still got to play half back, but you can't knock it. Why would you knock someone's energy or go in there and carry the ball? But in the first half, in particular, you know, I thought he laid a great platform for us. What you've got then is Lee Gaskell who plays off that, and we all know Lee Gaskell can score tries.
A couple of debuts today, Matt Ryan and James Clare. How did they go for you?
Yeah, good. The lanky Matt Ryan, I thought was good. You know, he come off and. He come on for Fergie, and Fergie started the game good. You know, he's great with his feet there, Fergie, isn't he? But certainly, we didn't lose that when Matt came on. He's a strong runner. He knows where to run and how to run and how to get his body through. So I thought it was pretty good there on that. And James, we're taking Jake Mullaney off and putting James at fullback. We've not practiced there at all. So he's obviously got a bit of nous about him, hasn't he, James?
Is Jake all right? And Tom Alberson as well got a knock at the end of there. They're both going to be okay.
Yeah, they're fine. You know, Albie got a bit of a bang on his hip, and we had a sub to go, so there was no reason to push him. And same with Jake. You know, Jake's back. It was his back that was having problems with. So we, as a precaution, really, we brought him off and try and do the right thing and get him sorted there.
You said it's all about winning. You've won today. You're going to face a different test next week. You're going to a Super League ground. What's your thoughts on that one at this stage?
A little bit of fear. They're a good side. They'll be well organised with Brian Smith. But we just need to be far more clinical than we were with ball in hand in that second half. If we're not, then. We're in for a long, long day defending.
Do you understand, though, that, I mean, you've been in this situation before, haven't you, in teams that have been dominant, and do you psychologically just switch off without even meaning to?
Yeah, of course you do, yeah. You know, if you feel comfortable in the game, you try stuff that you probably won't normally try, or you try it at a less intense rate, and that's what happens, you know. So we're still creating the opportunities, but in the first 20 minutes we were real clinical and sharp with some of our execution, because you just drop a level, and again you don't mean to do that, it's just a natural way of doing things, and that was the difference, but we need to be far better than that, far better.
Okay, so looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be, if you can put two wins on the board early on, it puts pressure on everyone else, doesn't it?
Yeah, you get as many wins early on as you can. You know, we've got the challenge now of going four Super League clubs. So it means our levels need to be high for four games.
And just a word on yourself. You've been brought back into the England setup. Congratulations on that. When did you find out? How did this come about for you?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I came in contact with Steve McNamara, you know, throughout that, but when I left to go to Leeds County, I worked, you know, 3 or 4 years with Steve to get to that point before World Cup, and it was you know, a pretty hard decision for me to not continue to the World Cup. I was pretty gutted about it, to be fair. You know, the right thing to do was 100% with Carnegie. That was the right thing to do. But you know, I just thought that were over then. And a couple of weeks ago, I got a call off Steve. Didn't think no of it really. As we got talking, he said, "Do you fancy it?" I was sat home in the room with my wife actually, and my wife knew what was coming, and she was giving me the evils and no holidays this year. But there was no way I was going to say no to it. As soon as the question was asked, I looked at her, I'm in trouble, but yeah, I'm going for it. Yeah.
So you got the blessing of the Bulls, but not of the wife.
Yeah, she's got me wife, Julie. She'll support or whatever, but
comes with the
territory. She knew what we're coming. Yeah, she knew what we're coming.
But pleased, you're proud for you as well, I guess, to be involved.
Oh, I'm chuffed to pieces. Yeah, really chuffed to pieces. It's something like that. I thought I'd sort of blown. Maybe not get involved with the international game again. It's something I really love doing as well. So. I'm buzzing and I'm really looking forward to it.
Just finally, you said you were nervous during the week. Is it nice just to have got this one out of the way now? And I know you say you're not happy with the performance, but it's nice to have those 2 points on the board. They can't go anywhere.
It's
now,
all about winning, yeah. It's all about winning. You know, that's it. And, I'm just a grumpy son, aren't I? You know, I expect so much more. And I know this team can offer so much more. And that's the mentality we need to get into these players that, you know, they can't switch off at all, particularly the next four big games we've got coming up.